All right, so you'll want to speak somewhat close to the microphone.
Hello. There?
Yeah? Perfect.
Okay, cool.
Great. I'm joined by Diana Ojeda, the creative director for a new film that's with a studio called Cine Latina from Colombia. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay, well, that's my name. I'm a filmmaker from Colombia, and I'm making a film that is called Guardians of Earth, of a reunion of North and South Native America to fulfill the prophecy of the reunification of our native worlds in the two continents. When the condor and the eagle fly together again, we are the condor in the south, and natives here are the eagle spirit.
So the most sacred bird, which is very much a symbol of the sky for North American natives, has been the eagle traditionally, and for South Americans it is the condor, and that includes people as far south as the tip of South America all the way up to Colombia.
Yeah, all the way to Patagonia and the fire people.
And so you come to Glenwood Springs, fortunately for us, to show a teaser of this film. You've already initiated with the Wiwa Mamas in Colombia an invitation that you're also going to be delivering to the Lakota, asking them to come and visit with the Wiwa people.
Yeah, I'm bringing the message from the Mama Council in Sierra Nevada, which is considered the heart of the world. There are some important documentaries from BBC in the 70s of this. So I'm bringing the message from them because they know they're supposed to get together with their brothers and sisters from the north, and they want to meet them. So the video I'm going to be showing here in Carbondale on the 8th of June is that invitation. The prophecy says their mother will bring them together. When really bad events in nature start happening, because their mission is to take care of the sacred sites of the whole planet, so that they can get together, reunite, and have enough power, spiritual power, to do that work again. So it's like restoring the order of nature and defending and teaching the world what a sacred site really means.
In line with that educational purpose of your documentary and your personal experience of living with the Wiwa, what are some of the things that people could learn from their culture and their way of viewing the world?
The message is very beautiful because from their point of view, from their tradition and the knowledge, they believe that the planet is like a human body with different organs that work together in order to be alive. So each organ is a sacred place. And if one of them hurt, the other one will start working bad. So a sacred place is an energy center that holds a very, very special spiritual energy to bring the elements into this world. And so if we do like a parallel with other mystic traditions like the Hindus, we will be talking about chakras. See, we can kind of make that connection there because they're going to be talking about energy. See, there's a big misconception of the whole thing because it's very hard to translate what they think of the universe. And so what we're going to do is that we're going to try to do a good translation, a deep one, of magic and mystical things, what they really think about. And hopefully, we will be able to understand it this time, because now we have new tools from science and from other spiritual parts of the world that had teach us about these beautiful things.
Right. So perhaps when Europe came to this continent and explored what we now call the Americas, they didn't have the language to conceptualize what those native people understood about the earth and their lives. But now, with science where it is, and our deepened understanding of other traditions and languages around the world, we're coming to the place where we can finally create that bridge and welcome in the very, very valuable wisdom and knowledge that the native people who have lived here for so many generations can share with us.
Yeah. I can give a little bit of this message that it was taught to me, to you. So, see, we think sometimes when they talk about a sacred place, if there's a river there, we think that's why they're defending that place, because of the river, which it should be enough, you know, but that's not really what it is. A sacred place is a place of energy that is so powerful and it's got all the elements in it that it would just bring to the material world these things that we need to exist, like a river, like woods, like, you know, different forms of nature, like a lake. But that's not essentially the sacred part of it. It's something deeper in these sites. Now, how do we defend what we call sacred, meaning the intangible and the energy that brings life to this planet? That's the big question. How do we teach people that this is so important that if we hurt these places, life on Earth will start disappearing? That's what the elders are trying to tell us. That is so urgent that we pay attention.
And how well defended are these energetic centers? How close are we to accidentally destroying them?
A lot of these places have been destroyed already. In the last 20 years, it's been very, very bad. Because the world thinks that, or our culture thinks that, slaving nature and destroying is a good way to have an economy. But we do not think that things should be like that. We think we should have an economy that is friendly with the environment, because we are the environment. We are those elements too. Our bodies are made of that too. So if we destroy nature, we're self-destroying. So, but that means that we have to find a way to integrate all of these concepts. See, for the elders, things are not like the way we see it, like everything's got two sides, everything's like good or evil. We think, or they think, that everything should be integral. The knowledge should be integrated. Those both sides of the brain should be integrated. See, that's also the counter in the ego, to overcome polarity, to unify our consciousness. That's why when conquerors came to our land, it was so hard to communicate, because the elders have always had this unification in their consciousness, and the people that came didn't. So for them, it was very hard to understand why a person would think something and say a different thing and do something completely opposite to that too. The unification of the consciousness and the brain means that you will feel, think, say, and do just one thing. So you will be coherent with your heart. That's the other thing that they're going to be teaching that is so important for us.
Yes. Well, you said it so well. And so people will have an opportunity to learn more and to see a preview of the film that you're putting together after you return from South Dakota. And that will be happening on June 6th at the Glenwood Library at 4 p.m. and at on June 8th at 7 p.m. at the launch pad. Anything else that you want to share about those events?
Yeah, I really want to see most, like, the more people that I can meet in those days, because I really want to share this message of the elders that I've been with for so long, and all this beautiful knowledge that I've been so lucky to get, and I want to share that with all the people that I can. I'm going to be showing very special material, not what is public, not just that. I'm going to be showing the Lakota that I'm going to be filming this weekend. And yeah, I of course I want to give the message and the things that I have been taught, I want to pass it on. So it's going to be a beautiful meeting. We're going to say and talk about a lot of things. I want to have like a big conversation with the people that goes there. So it's going to be open to questions and knowledge and sharing.
Well, thank you very much, Diana Ojeda.
Thank you.